Okay, let's get to patented blue ribbon observations, man. Come on, let's do it. Man. Yeah, woo,
pre-produced.
Whoa. Oh, man, you strained yourself there.
Fact, I only had 2 Saquons in my graduating class. Huh. I graduated from a rural high school out there in Richardson, Texas, but it's a very rare name.
I kind of like it.
I think it's a cool name.
Did you know anyone named Saquon?
No.
Got a good Saquon.
Got the Saquon.
Another notable name, and I vote this the least intimidating sports name ever, Eli Apple.
Yeah.
Giants cornerback.
Sounds like a fictional character from a Mark Twain novel or something.
Right. Eli Apple.
Sounds like a very southern Mississippi type name.
What?
Eli Apple.
You go over there and you visit Eli Apple and you just tell him that your grandmama sent you.
That was not his birth name, by the way, Eli Apple. I did some research on him, and he used to be Eli Woodard, I think it was. Eli Woodward or Woodard.
Hmm.
And he changed his name in high school to honor the stepfather that raised him.
That's kind of cool.
Just a little note there.
I like it when people do that.
Honor the people who raised them, yeah, as opposed to the guy who split.
Right.
Towards the end of the first quarter, they started showing the Cowboys offense. They started showing the plays.
They what?
The sharded.
What?
They sharded. They sharded stowing the plays from the sky cam.
Yeah.
And they did it for a whole series, and I thought that wasn't allowed. I thought they only did that on kickoffs or punt returns or something like that.
Every once in a while, and it's the video game view of it, and I don't like it.
I hated it.
I can't follow the action.
No.
Your depth of field is way off.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and I'll say this here and now, NBC sucks.
Whoa.
Whoa.
From the green zone to the sky cam.
Yeah, the green zone was confusing to me.
And I'm talking about from a technical aspect. I like Alan, Chris, and Michelle. That's all fine.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
But from a technical aspect.
I don't know. You got to wonder. That's all talking like Chris Collinsworth today.
From a technical aspect, they're the hardest to watch. CBS and Fox blow them away.
So do you think they're doing this to appeal to the video game crowd?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a worse view of the action.
You're playing Madden, that's the way you're seeing a game.
They're appealing to skateboard, man.
Yes. But I really thought that they weren't allowed to do that.
Matthew McConaughey just stepped in the booth.
I thought the NFL told him that you can't do it, that you have to show it from the 50-yard line when play starts.
They did?
That's what I was told when we first started talking about this a few years ago.
Man.
Is that, yeah, they'll only do it on kickoffs. They have to switch to the regular camera. When it's the offense.
I don't remember that, man.
No. Yeah, don't say man.
Well, I mean, you got to wonder what I mean.
The Taco Charlton celebration after sacking Manning there in the second when he sprinkles the taco and then he delivers a taco to...
I loved that.
That's great.
It is so stupid.
No, taco. I loved it.
It is so dumb.
It's for the
looks
brand.
Like, it looks like something you'd see in the movie Idiocracy. Like they'd be making fun of NFL celebrations by having some guy named Taco sprinkle dressing on a taco. Some lettuce on there. And I mean, I don't know. I guess Allie's putting lettuce and probably some diced tomatoes.
I think it's a beef taco he's got. I don't know.
Did you see that dumb face on Eli when they showed him being picked up after that sack?
Yeah.
I felt so bad for him because I knew that was going to go viral.
Oh,
even Collinsworth said, look at his face.
He looked so, so head injury, so CTE'd out. He won 2 Super Bowls.
Yep.
I know. Beat Brady.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Eli. What do you think of that? I love that all the people who hate Eli and love to rag on him, they cannot argue with that.
And I don't hate him. In fact, I've always defended Eli. Like, Fernando's a big Giants fan, and he's always been dog-cussing Eli. I've always tried to defend him. I think he's terrible now.
He's not very good, but I don't think he's as bad as everybody thinks now. I think he's the NFL's favorite whipping boy. And, like, I didn't think he was god-awful last night. I thought his line was god-awful, which made him look bad at times. But I don't think he's... it's turned. Like, for a while, I didn't think he was as good as everybody said. Now I don't think he's as bad as everybody says.
Yeah, everybody's got to have an overreaction to Eli.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I thought it was very touching the way Jeff Swaim honored Jason Witten by having a penalty on a tight end last night, and it was for a holding call. It wasn't a false
start. He's getting ready to do a Monday night game, okay? Just leave him alone.
Jeff Swaim's doing a Monday night game now?
Yeah, he's the new color guy in the booth.
And maybe you guys can fill me in on the history here. Why is it when a pass sails way high over someone's head, it's called a duck, rather than like an eagle or a satellite or something that we associate with flying high, rather than flying low over water?
Maybe because the duck, when it's taken off, flutters. That's like just a, I don't know, it's not a real pretty looking ball.
Yeah, the only time I've ever heard a pass described as a duck is when it flutters.
Well, Eli had one that went way high, and it was called a duck, and it didn't look fluttery to me, did it?
I'm not sure. I can't picture the exact one you're talking about, but Eli does throw a lot of flutter balls, that's for sure.
When they showed a tight shot of it coming back from a break, it got me to thinking, why haven't they switched over to digital LED down markers? It shows you the down over there.
Yeah.
It seems weird that we still go with this like 1930s technology with the little slide switch on the side.
Yeah, that's better than the flip card, though.
That is better than the flip card.
At least we've gone to that.
But it seems like that should be digital, and you wouldn't even have to rely on somebody down there physically flipping it. You could control that from the official control center.
Official hits a switch.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
That it would control what the digital little board says over it. And when it's fourth down, it could switch to red. You know, the background color could switch. Yeah.
Flashing red.
It's a good idea.
I don't understand why they haven't done that already. We certainly have the technology.
When do you think they'll update chain technology?
Yeah, that is a little bit. That is very ancient.
Like, shouldn't we have lasers?
Why is it still chains? Just where they can have lengths?
I think they like the dramatics of bringing the chains out to measure. Yeah.
As I was watching number 54 for the Cowboys, I don't even know his name. Who is it?
It's Jalen Smith.
Jalen Smith. Okay. He was making a tackle, and I was wondering, are any of the Cowboys numbers retired?
You won't see anyone wearing 74 or 12 or 8 or 22 anytime soon.
But no, none officially
retired.
None
have been officially retired.
Never retired a number.
Isn't it about time, though, that 12 comes back?
No.
No.
It's the most common quarterback number there is.
Well,
you got to reuse it at some point.
We had an uncommon guy have that number for a long time, and no.
Post-game interview with Dak and Zeke. Zeke was dressed like a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. I thought that was interesting. A little crop top.
And the hair, too.
That was nice, yeah. Speaking of hair, that B.W. Webb's hair that they showed, that was the most silly-looking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Way up in the bun.
Yeah. No, it was like crazier than that. There were like octopus arms sticking out of it and all kind of insanity breaking loose.
It's like Gene commissioned an art piece.
That.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
God. It's ridiculous. And then I had forgotten how great that touchdown catch was that Odell Beckham made against the Cowboys on Sunday night. I guess it was in 2014, somewhere in there.
It was a while back, yeah.
Them showing it again, I was like, man, that's really, really a great catch. And I looked, and it's the number four, it's the fourth ranked catch in NFL films history.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Do you know what the, can you guess the three that beat it on their list?
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
Are they ranking these in terms of historical significance or in terms of artistry and acrobatics?
It's just the top 10 greatest catches of all time.
Len Swann in the Super Bowl against the Cowboys in Super Bowl 10.
Yeah, that's got to be up there.
That did not rank higher. That was actually number 5. That ranked just below.
David Tyree's catch?
Tyree's was number 1, the helmet catch.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
That was number 1. The catch was the second one.
Okay.
And third was
Hail Mary?
No. Third was Santonio Holmes' touchdown catch.
In the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. And then at 6, you had Jermaine Kearse catching the Super Bowl. I can't read the Roman numerals or I'd tell you which one it was. Let's see.
That the one the Titans goal line stop Super Bowl? Was he the one that was stopped at the... Who was that?
That was another dude. I can't think of his name right
Mason?
now.
Lee? Yeah, maybe that's right.
Lee.
Jones had the tackle.
Mm-hmm.
The immaculate reception was number 10 on the list.
Ah, yeah. Franco Harris.
So, yeah, Odell Beckham's catch against the Cowboys, number 4 on the list.
Kevin Dyson was the one tackled by Mike Jones at the 1 yard line. Yeah. Titans Rams.
And there you go. Blue ribbon observations.
Good job, Gordo. Good job. By the way, what'd you think of Game On, the Sunday Night Football song?
Sucked.
All right, we'll talk about it later.
No All good. Those songs suck.
Yeah.
I like that song.
We don't need any football songs.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Monday night
song. Yeah, we do.